Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema with the Spanish representative of this year's edition of the project. So welcome, Alba. Welcome to Fred.
Welcome. Thank you.
So first of all, Alba, tell me something about yourself. I mean, where does the passion for cinema come from?
So I guess from my parents. They have a bookshop in my hometown, and they have part of the bookshop is dedicated to cinema.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I guess that's where it comes from.
And which role would you play in the cinema industry? I mean, would you become a director, a screenwriter, or where do you place yourself?
I guess the part that I love the most is film criticism.
Okay. So writing reviews, film reviews.
Mm.
And this is also what you are asked to do here during the Giornate degli Autori. Because I know... Yeah, please.
No, yeah. So we act as a jury, so it's not exactly our role here, even though we have different workshops and... I attend film criticism one.
You attend the film criticism one, and why? Which are the values? Which are the aspects that you like most of this project?
So I guess it is the first time in my life that I see a program by the European Union actually like creating bridges between. Like among European youth, and I appreciate that. And yeah, it's an opportunity also for us because we want, most of us, we want to like make a career out of this, so it's an opportunity.
And among the films that you had the chance to see that are outside the Giornate degli Autori strand,
outside.
Which is the film that you would mention? I mean, that impressed you somehow?
Yeah, I guess Roma by Cuarón.
Why?
Yeah, mostly because I loved like the connection that or the analysis that he does around. Maids in rich houses and the relationship between female maids and rich women in general, and that power, yeah, relationships. That.
And how would you describe the situation of cinema in your country, in Spain? I mean, do people go to cinema? Are there any periodical magazines or TV channels that broadcast cinema-related contents?
So we do not go to cinema because it's too expensive.
Okay.
In fact, till this year, it was like the taxes in cinema were the 21%. So cinema is around 9 euros for a ticket. So we do not go to cinema. It's true that there are some like independent alternative cooperatives in big cities, not in the small ones. The situation is that one.
So
then we have some programs in the public television. We had one called History of Our Cinema that had, it was everyday program, and now they are trying to
cut it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. And do you basically you think that if tickets would cost less,
of course,
people would be okay? And what about the program instead of cinema, the genres that are for which there are screenings? Do you think that also the kind of films that are screened should be changed somehow, or do you think that? It's a satisfactory program.
We still talk about Spain?
Yeah,
correct. Okay. So, I mean, I guess it's like in every country, big cinemas, like industrial cinemas, like they screen films that are, I don't know.
Blockbusters, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So we could debate about
mainstream.
That. Yeah. And obviously, alternative cinemas have a better program. But, for example, in my hometown, we don't have any cinema at all. So it depends on the city. It's difficult to, yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much, Alba, for your interview. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.